X929, Black Keys, Strange Times. Burnout, burnout, burnout. See, I could be a guitar. If I wasn't in radio.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Burnout,
burnout, it's like a lower range guitar. It's not like the that nee 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 nee. Because I can do that too.
You don't sound like a guitar.
What? Don't spoil my dreams of becoming a guitar.
There are people that sound like better guitars than that.
If I get out of radio, I'm going to try and get a job as a guitar.
Okay.
And guys, well, I'll have to lose some weight because I don't want to break guys' backs when they strap me on. But I definitely want to be a guitar at some point.
Okay.
Oh, thank
Good
you.
Good luck.
Hello, X.
Hi.
Hi.
I just thought I'd mention that the zoo used to have a human cage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Were like the humans like totally human, like no clothes?
Well, no, it's like it was a big open cage, and it said the most dangerous animal on the sign, and you could go in and play in it.
Cool. But they don't have it anymore?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
No?
But I can remember running around playing in it.
You know what? I have in my apartment, I have a small cage.
Yeah?
That sometimes I'll keep people in.
Is
that something you'd be interested in?
Sounds like fun.
All right. What time do you want to come over?
Probably sometime after work. I get off in about 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm done at 7. I'll probably be home by 8 or whatever, and then I got to get liquored up. And well, why don't you come over, we'll both get liquored up, and then we'll jump in the cage.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
A recent online poll asked over 500 readers how far you should go on a first date. 28% majority said a little tongue action. I assume it means tongue in mouth. because, yeah, on first date, yeah, tongue below the belt. Not so much.
Hello?
Hello, this is Josh Holliday.
Yes.
Hi, Josh. It's me again.
I recognize your voice.
Do you remember me?
I do. Did you ever tell me your name? I don't know.
Oh, it's not important, Josh. I prefer us to stay on this kind of, like, anonymous. I'm so drunk, Josh. Happy Canada Day.
Ah, thanks.
Okay.
What's
What's happening? You're working, huh? I'm listening to your show today.
I'm working, yeah. What's going on? How come there's all sorts of noise in the background? Are you actually out of the house or something?
I am. I'm at a barbecue.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm at my mom's place.
Okay.
Real fun, though. There's a lot of people here that I'm not related to.
Right.
What are you doing? Are you working much longer?
Yeah, I work till 7 tonight.
Well, we'll still be going after 7.
Oh, okay.
This thing might push on to 7:45.
Right, okay.
But let me tell you something. The guacamole is naughty. Oh, Josh. I wish you were here.
Okay, I have to get back to the show. I really...
Me too. No, me too. I have to get back to
okay.
the barbecue. But, I'm gonna... Does your cell phone get text messages?
Yeah, yes, it does. Yes,
okay,
it does.
Okay, well, maybe I could get you could give me your text message number and I'll text message you the address.
Another day. I've gotta go.
It's Josh Holliday here, and I'm just walking around on the streets. As I'm sure anyone who walks around downtown, you get this. All kinds of panhandlers. We talked about this before. And I've sometimes seen guys give a panhandler like a 5 or something, you know, these business guys. And maybe, you know, makes their conscience a little bit lighter, but you're not helping. And it was reinforced. I watched an episode of Intervention a couple of weeks ago where there's this guy who was like total heroin addict. But really, really charming when he was panhandling. He had his regular spot, and he'd go, and he'd panhandle there, and people'd be like, oh, okay, give him some money, thinking, oh, you're helping out a guy who's homeless maybe to get some food and stuff. But as it turns out, he would take that money and right away get some drugs. And I'm not saying every person who's a panhandler on the streets of Calgary uses their panhandling earnings to get drugs, but there's definitely a drug problem, and there's also some psychological issues. And by giving money to panhandlers, you are encouraging bad behavior. Big fan of Desmond Morris, who's a anthropologist, and he deals with people watching, animal watching. And it's similar to I was at Folk Fest over the weekend. There's signs by the river saying, do not feed the geese now because it will kill them in the winter because you are encouraging the geese to stick around. And you're doing the same with panhandling. You're slowing the process of them seeking out service agencies to get help because they don't need it. They're getting money. And that's like, oh, well, I'm being rewarded for hanging out here asking for money. So I am saying to you, please do not give money to panhandlers. I'm not trying to be cruel or anything. You can give your money to social service agencies. You can get a tax write-off. But by giving money directly to people who are asking for it on the streets, you're encouraging more people to be on the streets asking for money, and you're encouraging them to continue their bad behavior. And then yesterday, I went and got a coffee at Beano.
That's an exciting weekend.
Well, no, I picked up a paper, and then I went in the that washroom there at 17th is it
7th?
Yeah,
I believe.
The public washroom.
The big
there.
Super potty.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know, I got coffee, got a paper, I'll try it out. So I went there and I started reading the paper, just having my coffee. Yeah. And then I was thinking, you know, because I'd eaten a lot of cheese on Saturday, so I was a little clogged up. So I was sitting there and started making noises, and I was like, I tried to ignore it. Then I'm reading the paper and the door opens up. And,
are you
and
serious?
People are,
you were in there for 10 minutes? That's how long you get 10 minutes in that bathroom.
I was still
bathroom.
In the first section of the paper. I was serious business. I like to take my time on a Sunday.
Did anyone come see how you were doing? Because there's like an alarm that goes off in that thing. It's very loud.
It's very shrill. I'm trying to read and it's very distracting.
Thank you for responding to our holiday promotion. This is Mary. And who am I speaking with?
This is Jorge. How are you?
All right, Jorge, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right.
Super.
Now, what I'm going to do here is verify your details. I got to get them pulled up on my screen.
Okay.
So bear with me a couple seconds.
All right. How's your day going so far?
Real good.
Good,
real
good. Mine's going pretty well. I'm having a good day.
All right.
Had a steak for lunch. I had a steak. It was the best steak I've had in, I can't tell you how many years. It was fantastic. What did you have?
Right.
Have you had lunch yet?
I don't have time to sit down for all three meals, unfortunately.
Right, right. It's very busy.
Yeah. But have you been to Florida before, Jorge?
I've been once before when I was a child.
Okay. Would you enjoy coming back here?
It's hard to say. I mean, when I was there as a child, it was against my will. Basically, we're from
your will.
Well, we're from Illinois. And at that point we were living in Illinois, and I was kidnapped as a child, and the kidnappers took me to Florida, and so basically it was, most of the time it was in the trunk of a car.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Well, at least they could. How old were you? Real little?
Yeah, probably around 7 or so.
Good Lord. And, well, to be honest with you, it'd be real therapeutic to come back here with a good experience.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty terrifying. Like, they, I was crying and I tried to run away, so they held me over an alligator farm.
No, you're joking.
No.
I thought you were joking.
No, not at all. I was terrified. And to this day, I can't, even watching on television, I'll see an alligator in a nature show, and I get cold sweats.
Well, what you need to do then is come down here and go to Gatorland, and you'll get over that real quick.
Oh, I don't know. I would probably pass out if I went to Gatorland.
I doubt it. It's a whole different scenario. You know, that's kind of crazy, but it would be highly therapeutic. How many people do you usually travel with, Jorge, when you take a vacation?
Well, when last time I was in Florida, it was a couple that kidnapped me.
Josh Holliday on X92.9.
Last night, I got a dose of, here comes a pun, a dose of my favorite television show. It's back on the air. It actually aired on Monday, but thanks to the power of the PVR, I watched it last night. Intervention. Oh, God, I love that show. It's just so, I always think, okay, it'll be good. I'll watch it, and I won't get sucked in emotionally. And then in the end, I'm always like, oh, God. I think I start tearing up. That's what kind of a wuss I am. Calgary's New Rock Alternative, X92.9, Sam Roberts, them kids. 30 seconds to Mars.
30 sex? What?
30 sec. Well, my nose all of a sudden got stuffy. 30 sex to Mars. 30 seconds sex.
That
have you ever had
bad.
That?
No.
Oh, I
God,
have.
No.
I have once. But the first round,
30 seconds from.
Well, no, what? I'm just saying. Sometimes if it's like a fresh girl you've never had sex with before.
I hope they're fresh down there.
No. But like the girl you've never had sex with before, sometimes the first occasion is over with really, really quickly. I'm always sort of said, first one's for me, second one's for her. Second one goes on until she's, you know, ready to go to sleep.
30 seconds?
I'm not recently.
Oh, okay.
When I was younger.
That's pretty short.
Now it's like, you know,
self-control.
However long it takes to get the job done.
Okay.
All right. guess what time it is?
Bragging rights.
Well, here's the theme right here. Thanks for spoiling it.
You're welcome. Disgusting. What are you doing?
It's clearing my mouth.
Why?
I don't know.
It's such a gross sound. I hate food sounds. I hate eating sounds.
I wasn't eating or anything.
I know, but when I can hear like...
I know. It was me kind of making... See, this is the thing, and I think I'm kind of weird this way. I make little sound effects for stuff I do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm alone in my house, I'm like... Boop. I lift the toilet seat, or unconsciously I'll make sounds, or you know, sometimes I'll, if I'm slightly like... anxious, where I'd be like doo 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 when I'm walking along.
Yeah,
it's weird. But when I was a kid too, I was fascinated by sound effects and always like trying to make funny noises. I never, you know, hit the peak like Michael Winslow of Police Academy fame with the whoop 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 whoop. None of that stuff, but I like to make sound effects.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Nicole.
What are you doing?
Not much.
You're just hanging out.
Yeah.
What? You're not working?
I am.
Oh, where are you working?
The Calgary Stampede.
You work at the... Isn't it a bad time of the year for the Stampede?
Why would it be a bad time of the year for the Stampede?
Well, because it's not on, and it's cold, and...
Yes, but we're getting ready.
You're getting ready? Well, that's pretty early.
It is.
And do you ride?
No.
No? Do you do any kind of Stampede activities? You know, can you rope stuff?
No.
Oh.
Do you?
Well, depends on what you're talking about.
Do you do any type of rodeo stuff?
I know how to ride.
Do you?
Well, I don't mean horses, but yeah, I've lasted more than 8 seconds once or twice.
You're doing better than me then.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, you're easy to please.
Doesn't take much.
Awesome.
We should get
together and do some riding.
You'd have to teach me how.
Oh, I'm a good teacher.
There you go.
Here's an unusual story. Three strippers have been arrested for allegedly spanking a truck driver at his birthday party and severely bruising his backside. Yeah, three women have been charged with misdemeanor battery. Authorities in Jacksonville, Arkansas, say the trucker was handcuffed and spanked with a 3-foot-long paddle and a belt while one of the strippers restrained his head, which is... Yeah, it was against his will, but officials say the man's friends paid $25 for the spanking. So isn't that like, if you hire a hitman, you're also charged with it. So shouldn't his friends be accessories to that crime for paying to have him spanked?
Yes, they should be.
But apparently not. Anyway, well, for now, the club has agreed to discontinue all spankings. So,
that's disappointing.
Yeah, that is very sad because I was halfway through the story, and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna have to take a trip down there." So
I'll give you a spanking for free.
Will you?
Yeah, why not?
Right now?
If you've got a paddle, I'd love to hit you.
What
butt.
About your bare hand?
Okay. Right. I could maybe do that
right now.
I don't. How am I gonna get over there? You're like climbing up on the table.
Yeah. I'm gonna stand up.
All right. Here we go. Okay, you're too far away now. How am I going to get to you?
I'm coming over.
All right. You've got it. We need to YouTube this. Oh, you're. Why are you pulling down your shorts?
Just
all
my
right.
Underwear. I'll give you my underwear because I want it to feel better. Hang on.
All right. You're putting on a show for everybody stampeding.
All right.
Okay, Josh.
I'm going to get spanking.
I didn't actually think that you would like take me up on the offer. I thought it was kind of just right. Like a joke. All right, you ready?
All right, here we go.
We got her. We're good. There's cowboys coming up wondering what the hell is going on.
All right.
We should get the Red Rain girls in here.
My ass is mic. Oh, there you go. Ow. Ow. All right. Thank you, Candace.
Oh, you're welcome. The cowboys liked it. Josh Holliday.